Identifying avalanche terrain. If there's only one thing you take away from this course, it should be when stability is the question, terrain is the answer. I'm going to say that one more time. When stability is the question, terrain is the answer. How can we mitigate our risk in the backcountry? Terrain choice. What do we have control over in the backcountry? What terrain we expose ourselves to? Before we head out, we always want to do an in-depth trip plan, looking at our avalanche bulletin to start and then matching our avalanche terrain to the avalanche conditions. We are constantly looking around while we're out there, identifying what we're exposed to, what our overhead hazard is, thinking how big has this avalanche path run before? How far does this avalanche path normally run? Am I in a safe spot? Our first step to all of this is being able to identify avalanche terrain. Well-defined avalanche terrain. The photo above is an example of well-defined avalanche terrain. The trees clearly show us the start zones, tracks, and runout zones. We can easily identify where we are in the avalanche terrain and when we are exposed to these avalanche paths. Also notice the logging cut block on the right of the photo. We like to call our cut blocks surface hoar farms. It's the perfect place for surface hoar to grow and is generally well protected from the wind by the trees that are left surrounding it. If it's steep enough to ride, it's steep enough to slide. Avalanche paths in the alpine. As we can see in the photo above, when we get into the alpine, it can be tricky to pick out our start zones, tracks, and runout zones. We always want to take the time to look at the terrain and imagine where the snow would go if it started to slide. We can get surprised by how far avalanches can run. Sometimes we feel safe in low-angle terrain, but we always need to be thinking, what is above us or across from us? Could something come down from across the valley? It's not that uncommon with our larger avalanche paths that they'll run down, cross valley bottom, and come up the other side. It's not always the big stuff we need to worry about. Most of the time, when we look back at avalanche incidents, it's the smaller terrain that's getting people into trouble. Small openings in the trees, smaller slopes that feed into a terrain trap. We regularly let our guard down when we're in this type of terrain, and that's when folks get into trouble. Always look at the terrain you are in and imagine what would happen if it slid. Check out the photos below for examples of smaller avalanche terrain with big consequences.